Section 1. Riding in Oregon. Motorcycles and mopeds. Motorcycles and mopeds are defined as vehicles designed to travel with no more than three wheels in contact with the ground and with a seat or saddle for use of the rider. A moped must have an independent power source that is a power drive system that functions directly or automatically and does not require clutching or shifting by the operator after the system is engaged. A moped cannot be capable of speeds of more than 30 miles per hour on level ground and, if the moped's power source is a combustion engine, it cannot be larger than 50 cc's. Mopeds also include cycles designed as bicycles, if they are equipped with a power source meeting the legal definition. Mandatory rider education. If you need to obtain a motorcycle endorsement and you do not have a valid motorcycle endorsement or license from another state, the District of Columbia, a United States territory or Canadian province, you must complete an approved motorcycle rider education course. Team Oregon is the only approved motorcycle rider education provider in Oregon. You can find information and sign up for courses at www.team-oregon.org. Following are approved Team Oregon courses and the tests that a completion card waives at DMV. Basic Rider Training, BRT, is approved for riders 16 years of age and older and waives both the motorcycle knowledge and skills tests. Intermediate Rider Training, IRT, is approved for riders 21 and older and waives only the motorcycle skills test. Rider Basic is approved for riders 16 years of age and older and waives only the motorcycle skills test. Rider Intermediate is approved for riders 21 and older and waives only the motorcycle skills test. Riders who complete an approved motorcycle rider education course may qualify for a discount on the insurance premium for their motorcycle. Riding unendorsed. Riding a motorcycle without a motorcycle endorsement is a Class A traffic violation. Studies show that 29% of motorcycle riders involved in fatal crashes in 2017 were riding without a valid motorcycle endorsement. Mandatory insurance. Oregon's insurance law requires every driver to insure their vehicle, including a motorcycle or moped, if it is operated on any highway or on premises open to the public. The minimum amount of liability insurance required is bodily injury and property damage liability, $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident for bodily injury to others, and $20,000 per accident of damage to property of others. Uninsured motorist coverage, $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident for bodily injury. Instruction permits. Moped. There is no instruction permit available for a moped. Motorcycle. In order to be issued a motorcycle instruction permit, you must have a valid driver license from Oregon, be at least 16 years of age, have parental, guardian consent if under age 18, pass the motorcycle knowledge and vision tests. A motorcycle permit is valid for 1 year. The permit allows you to learn how to safely operate a motorcycle on public streets and highways. You should learn balance and control of the motorcycle of the street. Restrictions on a motorcycle instruction permit. Rider must be accompanied by, and under the supervision and visual observation of, a rider on a separate motorcycle who is at least 21 years of age and who has a valid motorcycle endorsement. Rider must operate during daylight hours only. Passengers are prohibited. Rider must wear a DOT-compliant helmet. Three-wheel motorcycles. There is no instruction permit available for a three-wheel motorcycle. Endorsements. Moped. You may operate a moped with any class of driver license. No endorsement is required. If you are riding a bike that has an independent power source and can go over 30 miles per hour on level ground, unassisted, you must have a motorcycle endorsement. If you are riding a bike equipped with a combustion engine power source of more than 50 cc's, you must have a motorcycle endorsement. Motorcycle. In order to be issued a motorcycle endorsement, you must have a valid driver license from Oregon. You must be at least 16 years of age. You must have parental, guardian consent if under age 18. you must complete a Team Oregon Motorcycle Rider Education course. Depending on the Team Oregon course completed, you may be required to take and pass the DMV Motorcycle Knowledge Test. If you have a valid out-of-state motorcycle license or endorsement, you must surrender your license or endorsement from another state, District of Columbia, a United States territory or Canadian province. You are not required to take a Team Oregon course or take the Motorcycle Knowledge Test with DMV. Three-wheel motorcycle. This restricted endorsement allows you to operate only three-wheel motorcycles. In order to be issued a three-wheel restricted motorcycle endorsement, you must have a valid driver license from Oregon, be at least 16 years of age, have parental guardian consent if under age 18, take and pass the DMV Motorcycle Knowledge Test. If you have a valid out-of-state three-wheel restricted motorcycle license or endorsement, you must surrender your license or endorsement from another state, District of Columbia, a United States territory or Canadian province. You are not required to take a Team Oregon course or take the Motorcycle Knowledge Test with DMV. Motorcycle endorsement fees and issuance requirements may vary. Please visit our website at OregonDMV.com for more information. Testing at DMV. Vision. You must take and successfully pass a vision screening to add a motorcycle endorsement to your Oregon driver license. Knowledge. The knowledge test is based on information in this manual and the questions are multiple choice. The test is $5 and you must answer 20 questions correctly to pass. You cannot use a DMV manual or any notes to help you answer test questions. Talking. Writing, note-taking, cell phone use, operation of any electronic devices or allowing someone else to take a test for you is considered cheating. Skills. DMV does not administer motorcycle skills tests. The motorcycle skills test is waived when you take and successfully pass an approved Team Oregon course. You must present your completion card to your local DMV office. If you have a valid motorcycle endorsement from another state, you are not required to take the motorcycle knowledge or skills tests. Riding mopeds, autocycles, mini motorcycles, pocket bikes, ATVs and off-road motorcycles. Riding mopeds. Moped operators in Oregon generally obey the same rules of the road as motorcycle operators. Motorcycles and mopeds, while similar in appearance, differ in the way they operate. Motorcycles are heavier and more powerful. Mopeds may have a top speed, unassisted, of no more than 30 miles per hour while on a level surface. Since they are not built the same, mopeds and motorcycles should not be used for some of the same purposes. Mopeds are designed for traveling short distances at low speeds. Oregon law allows a moped to use bicycle lanes or paths if the moped is being pedaled. When under its own power, a moped must use regular traffic lanes. It is against the law to carry other passengers when operating a moped. Autocycles. Autocycles handle much differently than motorcycles or mopeds. These vehicles operate more like a car because they are equipped with three wheels, a steering wheel, a non-straddle seat and a manufacturer-installed three-point safety belt or safety harness. An autocycle may be operated with any class of driver license. A motorcycle endorsement is not required. Operators and their passengers must wear a DOT-compliant helmet if the autocycle is not enclosed. Autocycles may not ride more than one abreast in a lane. Mini motorcycles, pocket bikes, ATVs and off-road motorcycles. A mini motorcycle, pocket bike, go-kart or all-terrain vehicle, ATV, is not legal for use on public roads in Oregon. To be legal on public roads, motorized vehicles, including motorcycles, need to meet the U.S. Department of Transportation's Vehicle Design Safety and Equipment Requirements and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, emission standards. Motorcycles originally manufactured for off-road use generally do not meet the emission standards for on-road use and cannot be registered for highway use in Oregon. For information about converting an off-road motorcycle to street use, Visit the Transportation Safety Division's website at http://www.oregon.gov/odot/ts/pages/vehicle-equipment.aspx.